Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Thank y'all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raising Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to all of our sponsors: Williams Tire, Nobles Networking, Par, Hopper, Golf Apparel. Thank you for the new polo y'all guys sent me today. Y'all look them up right now. Also, Derm Dude just came on board. You can check them out for all your tattoo, body, and beard needs. They sent me this whole badass kit, guys. And if you've seen my beard before, it's majestic as fuck. Yours can be majestic as fuck too. Just look up Derm Dude. Also, Gridiron Coffee. Shout out to Brad Lord. Thank you, buddy. Our management company, Red Circle, and all the corporate sponsors. Thank you for putting a little change in my pocket. It is No Nut November. I do not subscribe to that, but the lady that I am talking to today is one of the people that I have followed on TikTok and some other social media platforms. Let me tell you, this bitch is bad. And when I say bad, she will she's not only gorgeous, but she will beat the fuck out of you and you will like it. I would like to introduce y'all to Miss Michelle Rain. How are you doing today,
sweetie? Hey, good.
Did you think when you started beating the shit out of men, you'd end up on a podcast telling people how you beat the shit out of men?
Absolutely not.
I made the mistake earlier, because I'm banned on TikTok right now, of looking at your Instagram. I'm telling you, I've had blue balls ever since, but I'm scared though. Yours is almost like black and blue balls. Like, I don't know what I would get if I even came around you.
Well, that's why it's No Nut November. All I got to do is, you know, tease and deny.
No. That sounds like the worst goddamn thing ever. No. First off, because we want to make sure that you make some money off of this, tell people where they can find you on social media if they want to see exactly what we're fitting to talk about.
Okay, so you can go to my TikTok, mkills2. Otherwise, if you go to my OnlyFans, Goddess Rain, GoddessRaayne, you can subscribe to my OnlyFans and see me dominate men and all the goodies there.
There's absolutely a lot of goodies. If you just, I'm telling you, never, ever, even the girls with OnlyFans that I've kind of had a good time with, messed around with, yours from your Instagram has intrigued me more than all the rest of them put together. It was very weird. I went back to your farthest back post and I was like, I picked the right person to do No Nut November with.
Yeah. So like I actually recently just went through my Instagram and put a lot of pictures on private because people were stealing them. So once I put my label back onto it, then I'll put them back up. But
okay. Well, I'm telling you, you make me think that I'm into shit I don't know that I'm into.
I watch your other podcasts.
Do what?
I said, I watch your other podcast and you were like, nah, I'm really vanilla. Like, I don't get into that. And I'm like,
which one?
I think her name was Chanel.
Chanel.
She was a stripper.
Oh, that bitch. First off, let me see. Yeah. I don't have a type as far as dating. Because I'm single. I like to have a good time, whatever. But I see women like you and I see women like Chanel. And all I can think about is y'all ruining my fucking life and me being happy with it. Chanel's episode messed up. Her and the lawyer that we had on back to back in the same night, our soundboard went out and we didn't know it. So the audio was kind of shit on it. Your audio is going to be great. But okay. We didn't know. We didn't know till it was uploaded. She was awesome. Me and her still talk and bullshit. She's a bad bitch.
Yeah, she's really cool.
I'm into TikTok or your social media and just be like, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there that I am this. or what made you decide to do it?
Well, so I've been on OnlyFans for, like 4 years now, since like 2017. I kept it really like DL just because I didn't want like people in my real life to like know about it. And then I've been on Twitter since the same amount of time, but I was like, hey, maybe I'll just try TikTok and like get my niches out there and my kinks and all that stuff and like educate people on it. And because a lot of people, like, it's always in the closet. Nobody wants to talk about their kinks because people shame them. So I decided to do TikTok, and then it kind of just like blew up.
That's exactly what we're doing today. And it's not kink shaming. It's I don't understand. That's why I wanted a professional to tell me about certain things. How did you get into doing, how did you find out you were into being a dominatrix?
All right. So
is that even the right word, by the way?
Yeah, it's the right word. Yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not fucking anything up here.
No, you got it. So I was with a guy who introduced me to like his like kink equipment, and it was like very just like handcuffs and what else, like chastity cage and urethral sounds and stuff like that. And I was like, ugh, this is like not my thing. Like, I don't want to fucking do this. And so eventually I started doing it, and I was like, I don't want to like hurt you. And he's like, no, it's like, cool. Like, just do it. I'm like, all right, sounds good. And like, with me being like a dominant personality as it is, I was like, okay, I can get into this. And then like seeing him, like me doing these things to him, it was like, it like takes over your body and like gives you like this like real hot sensation. And so like hearing the sounds that are coming from him and everything like that, it just like makes you like super fucking horny. So that's like kind of how I got started into it.
Okay. We're less than 10 minutes in, and one, I already got a chubby because of you. Two, I've got my first two questions. One, what is a chastity cage? And two, what is, you said urethra, what?
A urethral sound.
Yeah. What are those two things?
Okay, so chastity cage, there's like a little circle that goes around like your balls and your cock. And then there's like the actual cage part of it that goes like onto your cock, and then it comes together and locks everything into place. So like you cannot get a hard on at all.
Absolutely not. That sounds fucking horrible. My dick would try to Shawshank Redemption the fuck out of that.
Yeah, so like sleeping at night is the worst for guys, because obviously you have dreams and stuff like that. So you wake up with a hard on.
These guys sleep with it on?
Yeah.
Wow.
All of October.
You mean November?
Well, see, October is Locktober. So you have a chastity cage on all October. And then no nut November goes right into it.
I would lose. First off, I worked too hard to get this dick out in the open in the first place. We're not putting it in a cage.
So you're saying small.
No, it's not small. It's petite. It's like a penis, but only smaller. It's very cute, though.
Oh, okay.
It's like a little
button. Like a belly button?
Yeah, it's something like that. I've heard it's a good time if you have the, you know, a shallow vagina.
Yeah. And so, okay. So a urethral sound is literally like an instrument like this. It comes in many different sizes. Some of them have different ends to them, so they can be like balls, and then the balls get like bigger, and then you shove it down a cock.
Why would somebody want something shoved down their cock? What state are you from, by
it
the way?
It feels Wisconsin.
Okay. That's why you say cock that way. Like, I've never heard anybody say cock.
Cock.
Some of my friends are up there that I've got real close with lately.
Yeah, it's starting to get cold here, but yeah.
Well, when the Dirty Prescott kids come down, you need to come with them. I don't know if you know who they are or not, but there's some of my buddies. They just stayed with us recently.
Oh, okay. I don't know who they are, but
they're
I'll look into it.
They're cool. They're like got like a huge following in Wisconsin. They do music and shit.
Okay.
Cool. So I know like everybody's going to ask me this, and I kind of want to know for just personal reasons, but you got a boyfriend that's cool with all this shit? Are you super single?
No, I do have somebody in my life.
There you go. So that's the right answer right now. That's what I would tell me.
Right now.
That is definitely what I would tell me.
And they're totally cool with it.
There's no way.
No, it's way. Yeah.
Does he like to be dominated?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good for you guys.
Yeah. So it's a good relationship dynamic.
Have you figured out that anything's just a no-go for you?
I will not do anything with shit. I can't do it.
I hate that that's where you had to go, like, right off the bat with it. That shouldn't even be a fucking option.
Oh, no. Like, people will literally ask me to, like, fart on camera for them or, like, shit on camera. And I'm just like, I can't do it.
That would give me a fucking direction if you did that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, that doesn't turn me on. So that's not a kink that I'm gonna like do for somebody else.
That turds them on. You froze up. God damn it. Why did you freeze up? Hold on, I'm gonna pause it. It wouldn't be my show if there wasn't a fucking technical difficulty. So shit's your limit. Have you had any
shit and farts?
God, I don't know how anybody can get turned on by that. I'm not kink shaming anybody. Whatever works.
Straight up fucking weird.
Yeah, that's just of all the things of the female body that you could like. That's just not one of them. I would rather not know that women shit or farted, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I can't get wet from that. Mm-mm.
Oh God, that word. Your mouth is just disgusting, and I absolutely love it because you say shit so casually. Here in the South, women, it's even weird when some of them say dirty words. It kind of, some of them it's a turnoff, but with you, it's just like, really? I'm fucking drooling. Like, and I'm a good boy. I'm an extremely good boy. This is what this was supposed to be. Everybody that writes into the show and emails the show and shit wanted me to do a No Nut November show because they wanted to hear me uncomfortable. This is me uncomfortable.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't even like anal. I don't even like anal. It does nothing for me. Like, I don't understand.
Is that just because you can, like, smell it?
No. It's like, in my mind, it's like your butthole's Taco Bell. Your pussy is Ruth Chris Steakhouse. If I can afford Ruth Chris Steakhouse, that's where I'm going. I'm not going to go to Taco Bell when I can afford this. I don't understand. Like, that just seems like so inferior to the pussy. Butthole doesn't compare, like, to the other thing.
So would you eat somebody's asshole?
I have. It usually takes a lot of alcohol. It takes a lot of alcohol and me being lost as fuck. Like, me be like, what's this?
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, the drunker I get, though, the more I'm just so shy and reserved. But there's like a special time that when I've drank enough, but I haven't drank too much, to where you can talk me into goddamn anything. But if it goes past that certain point, then Pedro don't work no more. And then it's just like, I'm not eating pussy all night and I'm obviously not coming. It's time to go to bed.
So that's when, like, say I could just, like, tie you to the bed and, like, sit on your face.
You could definitely tie me to the bed and sit on my goddamn face. That is one of my favorite things. I don't want to be tied down. But no, somebody riding my face just sounds like, I don't have this beard for no reason. It's a goddamn saddle. Saddle to fuck up, cowgirl. God damn. No, that sounds fun, but the dick in the cage, the fucking light pole down your cock hole don't sound fucking like appealing to me whatsoever.
What about like electro torture?
Not a goddamn chance. No.
So you wouldn't like to be like shocked with anything?
No, it's shocking that I'm getting laid in the first place. I'm not trying to get fucking electrocuted at the same fucking time.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I had electrodes on my shoulder last night because my shoulder is in such bad shape. Where would you put the electrodes? I'm guessing on the balls.
On your balls and on your dick?
No. No.
That shit. Did you know, though? I was going to say, did you know that if you do that and sound your dick at the same time, it almost makes you feel like you're coming?
If you what?
If you put those electro pads on your dick and on your balls and then sound your cock at the same time, it will literally feel like you're coming.
That sounds amazing. I don't feel like getting my dick electrocuted. I don't know, but like I said, I'm not kink shaming anybody. I just don't understand it. And I haven't been with a woman yet that was like, let's take it easy, but I want to try this on you. I'm not saying that I wouldn't do it. There's nothing getting shoved in my dick hole or my butthole. Those two, you're not going in any of my holes. But I don't know. The right woman could probably talk me into cattle prodding my balls a little bit.
There you go.
I'm not against the idea. You just don't find people that are open to that shit.
It's kind of like one of those things that you just have to be like, all right, I'll just try it once. And then maybe you like it, maybe you don't.
See, that's what I'm most scared of, to be honest with you, Miss Rain, is I'm scared that I'll like something and then me and that person won't be fucking anymore. So then the next girl, I got to be like, hey, by the way, while you're sucking my dick, I like to have my balls electrocuted. And then they're like, oh, okay, so you're weird. Bye. Like, that's what I'm worried about.
Well, then you just find somebody who's into that too. So, and then you can have like a threesome.
Oh, those are my faves. I've had my friends, I joke about this all the time. I've had a weird amount of threesomes, and I don't know why.
Like, how many are we talking?
Shit, I'm 34. I'm not like the prize pig at the fair. I think I've had like probably 12, 13.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
You're experienced that then.
I like fucking two girls at one time. It's a good time. I would recommend to anybody listening to this, if you haven't tried it, you should. It is a lot of fun. It's been weird. I don't understand. Like, it's not, and it's never been with anybody I've dated. It's always been like a fuck buddy. And then the fuck buddy would be like, okay, I'm gonna bring my friend. And the next thing you know, some weird shit happens and I'm fucking here for it.
I feel like threesomes are a lot easier with like people that you don't know or you're not dating. Cause then you can just be like, see ya. Like if it doesn't work out.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to have one with a girlfriend or a wife. I don't know. I'm weird. I wouldn't want to. I don't know. I'm very like, I'll talk a lot of shit tonight, but I'm like a helpless romantic anyway. And like what I want is very weird in today's day and age, but I don't want my significant other wanting anybody but me. I'm okay. Like if we sit here and we both, there's not a woman that I have dated that wouldn't look at you and be like, that's a bad bitch. Like, that's fine. I don't care about that. But like being like, hey, let's go bring this bitch home. I'd be like, Oh no, we can't do that. That's going to scare me. That's going to scare me bunches. Sorry, business dinner. Okay. Just join whenever. If anybody's listening, Tay's running late. We have another one. You know what I did? I picked the two women that followed me and I've actually had conversations with. I hadn't really had a conversation with you, but we've commented on each other's videos a couple times or whatever, you know, nothing like in depth or whatever. But I tried to pick the two that I knew that had like the OnlyFans pages and were actually like, if I saw you at a bar and you were single, there's no way I wouldn't fucking hit on you. Same thing with Tay. Now you both would run me the fuck off in a heartbeat. And I get that. But you know, I wanted some people to be like, oh shit. Plus, I'm all about making other people money. Y'all will probably get some, you'll probably get some folks want to hit you up now from the show being as big as it is. And they'll be like, okay, they'll have to find out like tomorrow. This is how weird. Let me tell you how weird my fucking show is. I've got the Secretary of State and our agriculture commissioner coming to the studio tomorrow to record a show. And tonight I've got No Nut November with you.
That's amazing. I love it.
It is, because there's no way these guys that are coming in tomorrow wouldn't be like, I'm subscribing to her page.
Yeah.
The picture. Yeah, the picture that you had on your Instagram with the ass, your ass on somebody's face.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
it makes you want to subscribe, right?
It makes me want to get you to sit on my face, is what it does.
Or that too.
I mean, one is a real option and one is not, and I'm comfortable with that. I have so many questions I want to ask. What is, and by like I said, I'm going to say this a lot during the show. I'm not kink shaming anybody. I want everybody to enjoy what they enjoy and like what they like. You might not like some of the shit I like. So, but I'm curious about things. What is the most outlandish or the weirdest thing that you've been asked to do, like on OnlyFans or with anything, period?
God. Trying to think. Oh, okay. So I have a couple of good stories. So the first one, I've had this guy following me for like the last 4 years on my OnlyFans, on my I Want Clips, everything. So he bought a custom clip from me, and it was like a giantess custom clip. So like basically it's called a giantess. So a basically giantess? Like he's this, yeah, he's like this small little person in this big city, and I'm like this big giant lady, and I'm going through, and his custom was to have styrofoam cups set up like it was a city. And I had to go around crushing these cups with my ass. Yeah.
I'm going to make a whiskey drink on this. So he wanted your, this guy wanted your ass to be Godzilla?
Basically, yep.
Asszilla. That, okay. I don't understand that. That is, I don't know how that would turn me, anybody on.
So I did it, but it wasn't like, it's not like something I would probably do again. He's wanted me to do more clips for him, which I mean, I make really good money doing it, but it's like, I don't know. It's just not my thing. So I just don't get into it when I'm making it.
I don't understand how, okay. I don't understand how you wouldn't, because it doesn't sound like you have to do like anything really grotesque or anything with, you just have to crush, you know, styrofoam with your fucking ass. And it sounds like an easy payday.
I mean, it is, but it's like 10 minutes worth of me crushing like these styrofoam cups with my ass.
No guy watches porn for 10 minutes. That guy watched a minute 30, and then just the rest of it was him cleaning up.
Pretty much, yeah. That's
weird.
The next one, so in Wisconsin, I have a sub who is local, and he won $1 million on a scratch off ticket. And so
how much of this money have you fucked this guy for? Not like seriously fuck, but how much money have you got out of this guy?
I would say probably about 10,000.
Damn it. I wish I had a pussy. Oh my God, I'd be fucking rich.
Yeah, so he wanted me to have my man come all over some gummy worms and send it to him, and then also have work out with gummy worms in my ass and send them to him as well.
Hold on. This guy, I don't understand the cum on the gummies anyway.
Oh, he ate them.
Oh, wait, the dude ate your boyfriend's cum on the gummies?
Yes.
What about the ass gummies?
He ate those too.
So did you actually like have the gummies like dangling out your ass like a little tapeworm? Are you sounding like in the butt cheeks?
No, because I mean, yeah, I did.
Yeah, that a girl. Had them dangling out the pooper. Oh my God.
I got paid good for it.
So I bet you fucking did. You know, we got a term down here in the South that says when we see a girl with a fat ass, we always say, well, not all of us, just the sick fucks like me. We always say, look at the shitter on that critter. And I probably wouldn't eat gummies at your ass. But if you got me drunk enough, you could probably convince me why it was a good idea.
So next time you invite me to Nashville, we can you can eat gummies on my ass.
God damn, can we? God, I was.
It's like body shots.
It can be whatever the fuck you want to call it. You should have came to Nashville. You had a great time with all of us.
Yeah, that would be a blast.
But you can even bring the boyfriend. We don't even have to make it weird. Or you don't have to. I promise I'm not that big a piece yet. I have a rule in life because I've been fucked over so many times. If you are in a happy relationship, I will not fuck with you no matter what. Now, if you're in a very shitty, you can't be married either. I don't fuck with nobody married. That's just wrong. But if you're just like, I don't know. Well, I'm going to give you a good reason to know. Good
okay,
or bad.
So what about somebody who is in a poly or open relationship?
Explain those to me because I don't know all the terms.
Okay, so poly is you are going into a relationship with somebody else and your significant other. Whereas like an open relationship is somebody who like basically is able to like just go fuck around and then come back to your significant other.
Oh, see, women in the South don't do that. Now, if I was to even mention that to any of the women that I've ever dated, I'd get punched in the dick right away. And that's how they would say we was in an open relationship. If you're in an open relationship, the way I look at it, I get to eat the cake and I ain't got to pay for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm fine with it. It don't bother me. You tell me you're in an open relationship, I'm going to try to open a lot of shit around you. I mean, it's none of my business. But also, too, I get mad at these people. You got a lot of folks. I don't know if you've seen them on TikTok and shit. I don't like, I mean, I don't, it's not that I don't like, it's I don't understand like the pineapple community, I guess is whatever they call it. The swingers yeah. community. I don't mind it. I've got some friends that are that way. They don't even know that I know that they're that way.
Yeah.
But it's just not for me. I like, if you see me with somebody, then that's my person. Don't try to fuck my person. Like, we're not going to have that conversation. But yeah. I get mad at the people on TikTok, or I get mad at people in general that if me and you were in a relationship and I knew starting to date you that you only did poly relationships or open relationships, and then I got mad about you being in one after I caught feelings, then I'm the dumbass, not you. Like, I don't like that. Like, I like people being like forthright with people. If you tell me that in the beginning, then I got to take the good with the bad or however somebody would look at that. So, yeah, if you're in an open relationship or poly, you know, just call me Poly Pissy Pants then. So let's go. I talk way more shit than I can back up. It's fun. What, you got any other like crazy stories besides like gummies coming out your butthole?
Those are probably like the craziest. Otherwise, like I have met guys to kick them in the balls numerous times and degrade them like in public.
In public?
Yes. Public humiliation.
Okay. Okay. Give me an example because that one I definitely don't understand.
Okay. So for like Halloween, this has also been not Halloween, but like I have had somebody in a dog mask and walk them around town.
Absolutely not.
But that's their kink. They like to be publicly humiliated, and like that turns them on, gets them hard.
How? Okay, I'm trying to think the right way to word
this. A lot of business guys and like rich men that love that shit.
I understand why men in power want to change it up. I do. I mean, it kind of makes sense just from like a psychological standpoint that if you're in charge of every aspect of your life, there's sometimes you just want to release and you want to let go and you want to do as you're told. I really get that. I could be fine with a woman telling me what to do and how to do it. there's just a line that I don't think I could cross. But I do get it. With a lot of this stuff, are you turned on by all of it? Or is it just a certain amount of stuff that you get turned on? Like, without being weird, what gets you going with this stuff?
Well, I really like CBT, which is cock and ball torture. So, I get real turned on by beating the shit out of somebody's balls and electrocuting them and slapping them with my whip and
fuck
like that. That gets me like super wet. And then I also really like.
But then you say you say it gets me super wet, and I'm like, God damn, Mike Tyson, do your thing, baby. it's funny how one word, I'm just like, you can fucking try it. You're not, no.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. If it turns you on, it turns you on.
Yeah, that's one of my faves.
There's probably some weird shit that I like that probably a lot of people don't. I don't know.
Like what?
I like really, really, really disgustingly messy head. Slobber, everything everywhere, like that shit. Eyes watering, like aggressive head. Yeah, goddamn. There's that noise that y'all make. I'm telling you, it is the best sound in this world. And I don't know why. It always is fucking, it will bring me to my knees.
So do you like standing up head or like off the bed head or
upside down? You laying off the bed is fucking fantastic. I really like that. But also, you know, you can't ever beat you sitting down with a girl on her knees looking up at you. There's nothing. That fucking look that y'all give us, holy shit. I'm telling you, take my goddamn credit card. I'm telling you. But let's see. No, I just, that one, I'm like most men. I think it's like a domination thing in our mind. I obviously want to come all over you. Like that, definitely. Like on the face. But I almost want you to be like, hey, put it on my face. Ah. And then I'm going to put it on your face.
And then we like can see.
Yeah, I don't like it when you can see. I'm trying to give you an angry pirate. I want you to be like, oh, that was all right. No, that's about it. There's a lot of things I don't like. Like one thing, if I don't like being called daddy whatsoever, it is the creepiest fucking thing to me.
See, I don't like calling anybody daddy either.
Yeah,
like,
that's fucked up to me for some reason. It's weird because I have a daughter. So it's like the second some girl says that, my brain goes to, oh, fuck, somebody's daddy didn't love them. So she's looking for love in me. Don't call me daddy. Like, I'm sorry about your fucking daddy issues, but you're not going to fix them here.
Yeah, there was like one time that I was fucking somebody and he's like, who's your daddy? And I was like, can't do it, done.
No. No. That's a weird one. But I love white women, obviously, but I like all women. And I like anybody that is like South American descent. Spanish, Brazilian, anything like that. Now, when those bitches say poppy, I don't know if it's just because it doesn't sound like daddy to me.
It's not daddy.
No, but poppy will get you whatever you want. All right, let's do whatever. We'll fuck, then we'll go get Taco Bell. Whatever you need, baby girl.
New designer first.
No, I hadn't had no pussy good enough to buy a Vera Bradley. No, we got to be dating for a while. I just, I catch a lot of shit because one reason why I wanted to do this tonight, and I've done a couple other shows like this, is I hate strip clubs, but I absolutely love strippers. I love a woman's hustle. I know that us as men are stupid. Okay. I know that we are. There's a good fucking chance that if me and you ran into each other in public, you would ignore the fuck out of me. So I know the appeal if I'm that guy that runs into you on TikTok or in person or whatever, you're unobtainable. but you're unattainable and you're the girl next.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Door and you're unobtainable. It makes so much sense to me why people want to see you that way. A lot of my buddies, when we've had girls that have made a lot of money on OnlyFans and everything and other stuff, like on the show, they'll like ask me, they'll be like, why do you think they make this money? I can just go watch Porno Hub or Pornhub or whatever for free. Why do I want to see her page? It's because you're real. You are the girl next door. You are fucking, I could run into you at a fucking Walmart in Wisconsin. You know, it's sexy. It's very sexy. And when it comes to strippers and other stuff like that, it's you women have figured out a way to make bank off of men's stupidity, off of our fucking animalistic urges. And I fucking applaud that. If I could do it, that's why I said a while ago, if I had a pussy, I'd be a millionaire. It's the truth.
Guys make a lot of money though too.
I can't do it. I can't. Yeah. I can't do it.
You'd be surprised. I have a couple of friends that make fucking hella money just by doing like feeds and stuff like that. So maybe you're missing something.
Oh no, I will sell my feet pics in a heartbeat. No, let somebody say they want to see these hobbit ass toes. I will all day long sell feet pictures. But it's just like there's a lot of stuff I want to do in the future. That is part of my career and everything that I built from radio to now that I can't. I would do it in a heartbeat because I know what would come. Like, I know I would make enough to, in a couple months, to go buy me a brand new fucking pickup truck. You know, I know it would with the following and shit and the show and everything. I know it would. But I can't. But I don't think I'm supposed to. I think that's reserved for people. Plus, mine would be so boring. It would be ridiculous. It would be if somebody subscribed one time and never come back.
I don't know. You got all those threesomes you can put on there.
I wouldn't want to share them. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to share my pussy. That's my pussy. Y'all can't see my pussy. I've been asked by, I know like four different women that have huge OnlyFans and like big, I'm talking about in a year plus time, over $1 million that I'm buddies with. And they'll be like, hey, just do one video with me. Let me say that we did it and put it on social media. And like, I'll give you $10,000. And it's like, oh, God damn, I could really use $10,000 right now.
Right.
But I can't. I want to, but I can't. Plus, if I live in such a small community, like I would never get laid here again. Everybody would look down on me, and they shouldn't, because it's just people like expressing their sexuality, and that's fucking cool to me.
People do it all the time.
Yeah. All the shit that you post publicly are probably what everybody around here is everybody's wanting to do around here behind doors.
Right.
Have you had any like awkward moments? I'm sure like one of the stories that I hear from the rest of the girls that we've done this kind of stuff with, guys offering money for sex and stuff. Like, have like you had any like weird experiences with people?
Like as far as what? What are you like thinking?
You wanting to call and get a restraining order?
Well, that's why like with everything, when you're doing like OnlyFans and all that stuff, like you have to be really discreet. Like people can look your ass up anywhere. So like if you're doing OnlyFans or if you're people are asking you to like have their phone number and stuff like that, that's all public. So obviously don't like do that. And then a lot of times with like the Amazon wish list, like you can get people's addresses by just calling Amazon.
What's the Amazon wish list? I don't know what that is.
So like Amazon wish list is like guys can send you like gifts off of Amazon. So you like put this list together and all that. And like they can just put it in the cart, buy it. And then Amazon hides your address, but it still gets sent to your address. So if you're going to do stuff like that, like make sure you have a PO box and all that stuff. Like I'm very discreet on like everything that I do, but obviously there's still going to be people that try to hack your shit and like find out who you are. And I haven't had anybody like dox me, but it's only a matter of time. It's been 4 years, but still.
I hope you conceal carry. I hope you always have a piece on you.
Yeah, like I have cameras and all that stuff at my house, and I'm always carrying something. I've had a few like things that like my head's always on a swivel, just because obviously like I'm out there, and if people see my TikToks or whatever and I'm going to the gym or something, like what's the chances of them coming up behind me? So, you know, it's just always protecting yourself.
Yeah, I would be scared as fuck. I would just, but you're, I feel like there's going to end up being, I prayed it ain't you. I prayed it ain't any of the girls. I prayed it ain't nobody. There's going to end up being a Netflix documentary about an OnlyFans girl and somebody got a hold of her. Like it's going to happen.
Yeah. So actually, since I've been on Twitter for literally since 2017 and I've been in the scene and stuff like that, there's been numerous women that will, like go to places to like go dom somebody or go and do this and that to them, and they will end up either getting like raped is usually one of them, or like their stuff stolen, like cash and cards and all that, their purse is stolen. So like if people are really gonna do that, make sure like you meet in like a really public place and it's not some place that's not, there's nobody else around.
All right, y'all couldn't tell, but I had to take a piss. So we're back now, and I just refilled my glass with Miss Rain here. You were talking about, like, the bars right there, I guess. Like, how it's to be safe and, like, meet people in public and everything like that. Do you actually go out to, like, any of the dominatrix bars or anything?
I have gone to, like, some of the bars in, like, Milwaukee and stuff like that. And those are all pretty safe. And I have, like, I obviously, like, meet people to dom them and stuff like that. But you can typically tell, like, who is not, like, a good person. I do a lot of background checks on people before I meet them. So if they're very hesitant on, like, giving you their ID, like, pictures of their ID and, like, snapping a picture of themselves holding their ID and stuff like that, then it's just a no-go for me.
Oh, so you're smart.
Yeah,
I dig that about you. There's a lot of people that I have found out off of this fucking app are from whatever. Is it they don't care. All they do is chase the money. I'm glad that you are smart about it, because last thing I want to do is see somebody get hurt.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a lot of like my prices and stuff like that, like just to do a dom session are pretty high. So just because there's not a lot of people in the area. So like I said, you can tell typically who's real and who wants it versus somebody who's just like, I'm trying to like talk to them, just maybe get my rocks off for 5 minutes or whatever. And
okay, let's play a game.
All right,
let's say that I wanted to be dominated by you. What would the prices be for me to be dominated by you?
Well, what it depends on what you would all want in a session.
Okay, let's say, okay, let's just do two different deals. Let's do basic package and let's do like advanced fucking package. Like you don't have to do everything in the middle, but like what's the starting point for you dominating me? And then what's like, I can get anything I fucking want you to do at the very top as far as, you know, dominating goes.
Well, typically it's like $800 for just 1 hour.
God damn. Your pussy makes more money than brain surgeons.
But nobody touches my pussy.
Oh, will you say that again?
I said, nobody touches my pussy.
God damn. I'm fixing to have to call the people who like control my money. It'll be like, hey, look, I need $800 and a ticket to go to Milwaukee. What's like the more advanced? Because all this is like, explain to people too, that when you're dominating somebody, it's not having sex with them. It's not anything like, explain to them kind of what happens in those situations, because you're clearly not a prostitute or selling your body for sex or anything right. like that.
So, I mean, we're all clothed. We're not really ever like naked, depending on the person that's dumbing you. I mean, I never really get naked. There's like some outfits that are like skimpy and stuff like that, but like never naked. So, I mean, typically say the person wants a lot of like CBT, cock and ball torture, whatever. I could have you strapped down on a bed, either a vac bed, which basically like suffocates you, or like saran wrap, which you are literally like tied to the bed and like you ain't moving at all. So during that time you have, you know, you're confined like that, and I can do whatever the fuck I want to your balls at that time. I can stroke you like with a fake pussy and make you on the verge of coming numerous times.
Absolutely not. And what does that treatment cost me?
More than that, more than $800.
I bet it fucking does, dude. What the fuck? I'm not knocking y'all. I'm just telling you. I just couldn't do it. I could not do it. But I'm also the guy that goes to a strip. I don't even go to strip clubs no more. But when I do for like a certain occasion with my buddies, I'm always the guy that ends up talking to the strippers about like where they're from, how's their mama and them, like, and you get the same story with every one of them. Like they're trying to put themselves through school and all this stuff. And most of them are I'm not going to say extremely smart, but their hustling mentality is fucking special. I can only imagine if I was to sit down in a room with you and pick your fucking brain, just how intelligent you are about all this shit. You got it figured out. Like you don't even have to, I mean, I'm sure you have to work. It is a job. I guess definitely you've probably seen some weird dicks in your life. But
that's an understatement, yeah.
God damn. I didn't realize. I had a buddy that she does OnlyFans. She was in here. And like we were joking or whatever. And I was like, you know, I just don't know if I have a pretty dick or not. Like I would like to know if I have a pretty dick. Or at least like my dick doesn't look like Sloth from the Goonies type of dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know, like, where my dick rates. And she starts showing me pictures. Like, she would keep the ugly pictures of dicks.
Yeah.
And then she, like, look at yours, look at this. And it's like, oh, I'm not doing that bad.
Yeah, like, I've had one that was, like, literally, like, curved. Like, it was so bad. I'm like, how much fucking trauma has your dick been through in your life? Because it was, like, it was bad.
It was fucking throwing up gang signs.
Yeah, West like side? It was.
That's fucked up. I used to think my dick was weird because, like, when it gets erect, it's like up, like it's okay. It like stands up, like it gravitates up. It doesn't go out; it goes up. But it's not like a bend. It's not like a 90-degree angle. It's just the whole thing just shoots up. And I used to think that was weird until I found out that's not a bad thing. Like it's right. Very men like
G-spot.
I've been told that it has an occasion to rub there. But I also too, I was a pervert like growing up. Like I've ran up pay-per-view bill after pay-per-view bill when I was a child. Because I've always been a very sexual person. And I at times it's got me in a lot of trouble. But like I had to figure out a lot of stuff, and I wish at 18, 19 years old, that I wish there was almost a class where somebody got to sit down with somebody like you. Because there's so many things that are taboo that people like hide and they're fucking discouraged from doing or whatever, because you don't think it's like whatever. Like even the cock in the cage thing. I don't understand it, but it doesn't mean it's not a good time. You know, like I wish more people were as comfortable as you are. I'm not even close to as goddamn comfortable as you are, but I'm comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, I have friends that are like, oh my God, like you do that. Like, can I just see it in like in action? I'm like, I don't know. Go ahead. I'm sure they won't mind, you know? So Like I have a lot of friends that are like, that is like super cool. And so that's kind of makes up for it.
Have you turned any of your girlfriends into dominatrix?
No, I have not, but I have one friend that's like super into like doing their first three ways. So I'm like trying to like coax and like telling her like what to do and like how, cause it's obviously like with her fiance. So I'm like, don't do it with anybody, you know.
All right, game number two for the nut. Anybody that's listening right now, because there's probably men and women both, what would your advice be on talking your significant other into a three-way?
Oh, God. I don't know. I guess just be as open as possible of what, like, you want, what you don't want, and, like, kind of talk about like the people that you would want to do it with and that sort of thing. I don't know. You just got to be really open with your significant other.
I think the who you want to do it with is the biggest fucking issue for most people.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's how you get yourself in trouble real quick as a man.
Yep.
I had
it's usually your hot friend.
It usually is. Every guy should know that is never a good idea. Do you think it's a good idea? If me and you were seeing each other and you had a fucking really hot girlfriend and I was like, Miss Rain, like, let's bring hot bitch best friend into the room. Like, that's definitely bad, right?
Okay, so it's different with me because I'm bi. So, like, I'd be like, if she was hella hot, I'd be like, fuck yeah, let's do it right now. But if I wasn't, I'd be like, yeah, that's probably not a good idea. And then you would get super jealous, so...
I just got super jealous. I don't even know who your fucking boyfriend is, but it's like, I just want to give him the high five of the year. I'll just be like, dude, you got a goddamn maid, my guy.
He does.
Are you more into girls or guys?
I would say it's like a happy medium. I feel like with our relationship, it's a lot more like femdom, and I don't know if you're like familiar with cuckold.
I'm not familiar with any of these terms, so you have to explain them to me.
So femdom is a female domination. So like a lot of our sexual experiences are of like me with somebody else, which is cuckold, and he likes to watch that. So I would say
absolutely not. He likes to watch you with other men. That's what turns him on, is you being with other men.
Yeah.
Where do you sign up at? Is there like an application? You got to check my credit score. I mean, how do we go about this?
Send me your ID, all that good stuff. I'm doing a state search on you.
You go ahead. I'm literally, as we speak, your Instagram is pulled up on my phone and I just sent my ID to you right now.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I mean, I don't know. I guess I can see. Like I said, I'm not knocking anybody. I just don't understand it. There's no way I could watch you get railed by another dude. Okay.
See, that's why it's not for everybody.
Obviously. Does he get to like touch himself while you're getting railed by another dude?
No, he's in a chastity carriage watching.
So hold on. This nigga don't get to touch his dick and he got to watch you get banged by another dude. What the fuck do y'all do afterwards? Like drink wine and eat cheese and be like, that was a good game, my guy?
No, I sit on his face after it. Your face.
You couldn't see my jaw drop. You could not see my jaw drop. But also, it was the way that your eyes looked. I was looking at your eyes when you said it, and I was like, oh, goddamn. Like,
that evil fucking, like.
Oh, no, darling, you have, I don't know if you're aware of this concept, you have fuck me eyes. And it ain't just you have fuck me eyes. It's from everything that I'm looking at, it is fuck me face, fuck me ear. I didn't even know a bitch could have fuck me ears. But like, it's everything I'm sitting here looking at is like, I'm finna fucking book a plane ticket and borrow $800 from the management company to make for a great episode.
Podcast is going under.
I hope I go under too, you know what I'm saying? Oh my God. So, what's the term for that, cuckold?
Yeah, cuckold.
And then you sit on his face after other dudes reeled.
Yep.
You got to shower or something first, right?
Absolutely not. You get everything.
You're shitting me.
Yep.
You lost me there. Like, there was, you lost me there. You lost, you probably didn't. I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't lose you. No, I don't think you could talk me into it though. I know you could. I, as attracted as I am to you, there's no way you could talk me into that. I would do anything that you almost, and my dick's not going in a cage. You're not sticking a light pole down it. You're not shocking my, you might could shock my balls, but it'd be, that's be like a very light shock. But me watching you get railed by somebody else, absolutely not. The degrading part, I don't even know if you call that degrading. I guess this is what they like. But I don't want to be degraded. I have too much of that shit in my life already. I don't want to be degraded.
But it's no nut November. So if I have you teased and denied the whole month, what are you going to do?
No. This is this is pre-cum November. I'm just going to tell you. This is pre-ejaculation November. There's no way. I've never ever came in my britches with somebody rubbing up against me. I would imagine you could just talk for about an hour in person and I'd just be like, you know what? Fuck it. Just let it go. Splooge everywhere.
Right. That's why with my subs, I always get to know like everything about them. So it's not just like, hey, like I'm going to dom you tomorrow type thing. Like it's a process. So like, I'm going to know everything about you and everything that you like.
Nope. If it doesn't lead to me face fucking you and bending you over, I want no part of it. And that is the honest truth. So I learned some terms before we did this. I have a friend that's big into like the dominatrix community, or she was. She's kind of away from it now, but we've done a show before about it. And she like made me take the BDSM test and all that kind of stuff. Always doing the show. But yep. She was telling me that some women like you, and I don't know if you're like this, but she's like this. Some women are, what do you call it? Switch.
Yep. That
sometimes you want somebody just to fucking this, like the opposite of what you do. Are you always dominant or do you like to be the switch sometimes?
So I'm not always dominant, but I'm a switch, but I don't like to be dominated. So like,
you like the passionate fucking, don't you?
I like that, but I also like to be like dirty, the like rough and stuff like that too. So, so it just depends. Like if I can trust you and like, you're not going to try to dominate me type thing, then I'll go ahead and like give the power up to you.
All right. So this is what we need. I need you to find out how much a flight to Atlanta is. I'm going to get us your favorite bottle of whiskey and we're going to ride dirt roads. And for the end of the night, all that stuff you don't even care about. You just want to slow dance on a dirt road and get fucked on a tailgate.
Sounds about right.
God damn it. I'm going to have to pray after this. I'm literally going to have to pray. After. I don't know if I can release this show before the Secretary of State comes in here tomorrow.
Yeah, you're gonna have to do that right after.
I'm gonna do it before.
Okay.
One thing about me is I'm not a fake person. Like,
give them my number.
God damn, I want it. Fuck those guys. They're just gonna get in my way. Yeah. They're gonna be trying to get cuckolded, and I'm gonna be trying to get in your hoses. God damn, fuck that. You got me rethinking so much shit right now.
Like what?
Just a lot of shit. Like living in Georgia. Like, why the fuck ain't I in Wisconsin right now? This, you know, what's going to be weird is I'm going to get messages tomorrow because I'm fucking literally uploading this shit the second we get done. And,
right.
And the women that listen to me, every one of them is going to try to dominate me tomorrow. They're all going to think that that's the move. They're all going to think that that's the move to turn me on. But ladies, I'm telling you, you got to be a special. You got to be a special kind. I was talking to someone about this today. Or no, it was the last show that we did. And I was trying to explain to them, I don't have a type. I'm either attracted to you when I see you, regardless of what you look like, or I'm not. Like, I can't define what I like. Like, my brain knows that, like, I'm all in on this bitch, or I don't care about her. There's been several times, especially since, like, I had to start doing TikToks, to where I have figured out that I really don't know what the fuck I like. But, like, you and a couple other women on there, that I don't care how fucking dominatrix you are or whatever. It's just like, this bitch is bad. And then actually getting to sit here and talk to you, it's like, okay, maybe I like some shit I don't know I like.
Yeah.
Like, I'm confusing the fuck out of myself right now. Good God, this is going to be the coldest shower ever when I get home. Damn. Lose a whole bottle of Jergens.
That's why it's like when you're like talking to people online, like you can instantly have like an attraction to like their look and everything like that, but then as soon as you start talking to them, you're like, oh God. Like,
well, that's more of what
it ain't
I like.
It.
Yeah, that's more what I like. I like the chemistry between two people.
Yeah,
like you, there's one thing that you cannot fake between two people, and that's passion. It don't matter. I mean, sex is always a big fucking point of anybody's relationship, but there's times you can be intimate with somebody without even fucking them. Like, you can have an intimate moment between two people. And that's more of, like, my style. Like, I like right now, if you was here and single, I wouldn't be trying to fuck you. I'd be like, hey, you want to drink some whiskey and listen to some slow country music and dance?
Yeah.
Like, that's my shit. That's my love language or whatever. Yours is clearly different. And a lot of people... A lot of people's is different, but I don't know. Like, it's just refreshing because I didn't know what to expect by having you on the show either. Like, you being a dominatrix, like, I wasn't scared because I can hold my own. Like, you can't beat the fuck out of me unless I tell you can. Yeah, we'll talk about.
Well,
and
I have to have consent too. Like, it's not just like I'm gonna go and beat the shit out of you type thing.
I just don't understand the beating the shit. I know why you like it. I honestly get why a woman likes it. Women get shafted so much growing up that you probably want the power. And I get it. It that makes sense to me. But like the average everyday guy, it doesn't make sense to me. The billionaire, the millionaire, the business owner makes sense. But the average everyday guy, I still have a problem like wrapping my head around it.
I feel like majority of my subscribers are like, I would say a lot into like CBT and humiliation. Humiliation, I would say, is probably like 90% of my subscribers. And then I would say the rest is like cuckolding, and a lot of them like interracial.
Oh, interracial. See, I like the black girls, so that's fine.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that. There's no way I could fucking cuckold you. There's no way I could cuckold anybody. Let me make that clear. I'm not just like coming overly creepy towards her, but she is the person I'm talking to right now, so it sounds that way. No, there's no way. I don't see the appeal in that.
But see, so like if you were to do it to like a girlfriend, girls like that too. Like, I just made a TikTok about that, and there was a few women on there that said that they like it.
They wanted to watch their old man get fucked by another girl.
Yes.
Baby, you ain't from the South. And whoever said that ain't from the South, because a Southern belle will shoot you for that shit.
Yeah. I don't know. We're a different breed up here.
But to eat, sir, I know I'm finna fucking move. God damn it, man. I don't know. Just a lot of that is foreign to me. It's foreign to a lot of people here. I don't know. I'm still like, people can't see this because I'm not uploading the video. It's just the audio. But I am fucking blushing, or my blood pressure is really high. Like, I don't really know which one it is at this point. But is there anything else before we get off here, before I get you to drop your stuff again? Is there been anything out of this? Well, let's do this. I know you told us already how you got into it. If somebody was wanting to get into it, if you had to tell them, like, not necessarily a step-by-step, but a good way to figure out what you're into or what you're not comfortable. If you had to give advice to anybody that's wanting to go down the road you're on, what would you tell them?
I would say reach out to other dumbs. Like, really learn, like, how to do the things. You can even, like, research and go online. There's a lot of, like, different articles out there. I mean, I'm still learning to this day. So it's always going to be a learning process. So just reaching out to others that, I mean, I've seen them on TikTok. So go ahead and look at different DOMs on TikTok and reach out to them. Some are like leery because obviously like you're the competitor, but like other people are like pretty cool about it and want to like teach others. And so just reach out to people, do your research, and then I don't know, just watch videos and stuff like that. And you'll kind of see like what turns you on and what doesn't.
Are you friends with a lot of DOMs on TikTok?
I would say like probably a dozen on TikTok. I've noticed a lot of them won't add me, but they'll add my subs on TikTok, which is fine, whatever, but you know, it is what it is.
Okay.
I don't care.
All right. I wouldn't if I was you.
Yeah.
You're the only one that has came across my page that I've gave a fuck about.
I hear that a lot, actually.
Well, you just look different.
Yeah.
You look different. And it's not, I mean this in the sweetest way possible towards you. You look like you could either be wifey or ruin my fucking life. Like,
yeah.
You're the girl next door, but you're also the bitch that will, you know, stick a rod down your dick hole. It's very complex looking at you and being attracted to you.
Yeah, like I get a lot that I am very mysterious. Like I walked into the bar the other night to go visit a friend and the bouncer was like, there's just some like very mysterious energy about you. And I just had to laugh. I was like, if you only knew. So yeah.
Yeah, no
just...
shit.
Yeah.
I know exactly what it is. But go ahead one more. You got to do a favor for me though.
Yeah.
I want to do another one of these shows, but because the person who was supposed to be part of it, not bailed on us at last minute. How about you talk to like one or two of the DOMs that you are friends with. And for the last show of November that I'll do for No Nut November, I'll do another one with you, but pick like two other DOMs to do it with. You know what? It'd be even better that I'm sitting here now thinking about and laughing about it. You making, there you go. Making one of your subs do it. Making one of your subs to join along. And then us humiliating the shit out of them.
Oh, I like that idea.
You like it. I'm hard from it. Good God. You better be glad.
Let's do it.
Okay, cool. Well, drop your shit one more time. And Miss Rain, thank you so much. I hope I didn't creep you out too much. This has fucking been fabulous. Go ahead and tell folks where they can find you one more time and we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right. My TikTok is MKILZ2 and my OnlyFans is www.onlyfans.com/goddessrain and that's spelled GODDESSRAAYNNE.
Folks, I've had several OnlyFans girls on here. And just badasses that are just sexy as fuck. You've had Miss Kylie Strickland. You've had Paige Bauer. Let me tell you, this one right here, go subscribe to all of them. Go subscribe to each and every one of them. They're all bad bitches. This one scares me and also turns me on at the same time. And I'm so fucking cool with that. But thank you for being here tonight, darling. And each and every one of y'all, thank y'all for listening to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey. the Josh Terry Podcast. I will catch y'all next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.